Support is growing for a view of childcare as an essential good, meaning something people feel they have to buy no matter what it costs. Because of that, advocates say it should be much more accessible and affordable. But progress toward that goal has been elusive. NPR's Andrea Hsu introduces us to one CEO who has been trying and struggling to make a difference.
I went to Manitowoc, Wisconsin to meet Sachin Shivaram. He's CEO of the Wisconsin Aluminum Foundry, a 115-year-old family-owned business.
This is actually a millennia-old method of production.
Workers here use sand molds and molten aluminum to make things like satellite dishes, medical equipment, auto components.
That's a lid for an engine, so it's the Dodge Hellcat.
Running this operation is not easy, but even harder for Shivaram has been figuring out how to help his employees with childcare. The company employs about 900 people, and it was during the pandemic that he realized how much parents were struggling. Absenteeism was up, and then one day, Shivaram had a chance encounter with an employee in the parking lot. He noticed a pink car seat in the guy's back seat.
Turns out he's a single dad. His daughter at the time was 4 years old.
He was working the second shift, 2 to 10 p.m., when daycares aren't typically open. So he'd cobble together care, dropping her at different places every day.
He wasn't saying it in a way that he was sad about it. He was saying, oh yeah, you know, I have people that support me and I take to a neighbor's house, an aunt's house.
But it was deeply unsettling to Shivaram. He thought, we aren't doing right by this little girl. We've got to do something. His first thought was to build a childcare center nearby. He worked with a corporate childcare provider and identified a nearby building that could be converted.
We spent, maybe $30,000, $40,000 doing the architectural renderings, figuring out the business plan.
Only to realize that it was financially hopeless. With all the capital and labor expenses, this childcare center would have cost a whopping $45,000 per child per year. And to have enough kids to fill the center, he would have had to get other businesses on board. Now, across the country, more and more employers are helping their workers with childcare. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has championed the cause. But in Wisconsin, the main response Shivaram heard from his fellow CEOs...
I understand it's a problem for some, but it's not a problem for me. It's not a problem for our company.
Which he had a hard time believing, but he was left to go it alone. He decided to give employees $400 a month to put toward childcare costs. He wanted the money to go to licensed childcare.
And then we found out that no one could get into licensed care facilities.
Not enough spots. So for now, he's reimbursing any childcare expense, even to pay grandma. And it has made a difference for employees like Justin Bratz. When school let out this summer, his 7-year-old first went to his grandma's.
Kind of sit around and watch TV and all that kind of thing until me or his mom was out of work.
But he says 7-year-olds are rambunctious, too much for grandma. The childcare stipend opened up another option, the summer camp at the Y, where he gets to play with friends and also gets more enrichment.
Reading, writing and all that kind of thing. And, they take the kids on field trips.
Sachin Shivaram is proud of what his company has done for employees like Bratz, but he grapples with the reality that they're not doing more to support childcare workers in this community or to raise the quality of care.
I really took this issue on as something I cared about, and yet there's nothing that's lasting from what we're doing. This is where my dismay comes in.
In this election year, there's lots of talk on the campaign trail about getting parents the help they need to raise their families. In his corner of Wisconsin, Shivaram is impatient for action. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Manitowoc, Wisconsin.